Somebody came and established in that Govindadev temple a very beautiful deity of Vrindadevi. Because whole Vrindavan is named after Vrindadevi. Vrindavan. Van actually means forest. So Vrindavan, it is Vrindadevi's forest. But unfortunately, now they're cutting all the forest and making a house. So it's become Brihavrind. Instead of Vrindavan, it's Brihavrind. So later, when the Muslims began to attack, then they took Govindadev to Radhakund. In Radhakund, you'll find also a very beautiful Radhakovindadev temple, where that Govindadev was staying before. Then after Radhakund, then Govindadev came here. They built this beautiful temple, and Govindadev came and stayed here in Kamira. Eventually, the son of Raja Man Singh, who built that beautiful temple for Govindadev, Jai Singh, who founded Jaipur, he said, better you bring your deities to Jaipur. Here in this town we'll find there's Gopinath temple, there's Madan Mohan temple, there's Govindadev temple, this is Govindadev temple. But when they tried to move Vrindadevi, she refused to move from this place. Govindadev, he went there to Jaipur to give blessings to all the Rajasthanis. And I warn you, you should never go to that place. Whatever you do, don't even dream about going there to Jaipur. You see my body flopping around in front of you. But my heart is still there at Govindadev's lotus feet. I cannot take it back. I don't know how our Daksav will explain it. The body is here, heart is there. So whatever you do, don't go there. You will never take your heart back. You will never be able to take your heart back.
So wonderful.
So although Govinda went there, then Vrindadevi, she stayed here. She refused to move. Very, very enchanting deity of Vrindadevi. This is the westernmost petal of Braj. So she refused to move outside of Braj. Govindadevi went there to Jaipur, but Vrindadevi, she stayed here. And here we see beautiful Vrindadevi Vastak is written here on the column, although he's missing one sloka, but anyway. Gange Champe Tarenandi Gange Champe Tarenandi Rochi Brahma Slavita Parinde Pandu Karandu Yuti Vyaso Pandu Karandu Yuti Vyaso Rinde Bimbadrodi Paramandasya Nasagramukta Jutihi Pitasi Nijit Naratna Varanasyadhyay Nijit Naratna Varanasyadhyay Vrinde Namaste Charanarindam Samastavai Samasta Vaikuntha Shiromanasri Krishna Srivrindavana Dhanidhami Dattari Gare Vrishabhanu Bhutra Dattari Gare Vrishabhanu Bhutra Vrinde Namaste Charanarvinda Vrinde Mala Devi Kunja, Mala Devi. Pious citizens, beautiful queens, But there was some unhappiness in the city. So, Vyagyavalkya said, Maharaj, I see some unhappiness in your face. You have everything. He said, Maharaj, I have everything, but I have no son. Especially in India, we want to have son. Son is called Putra, who will deliver us. Who will deliver us? Do we have another mic? Who will deliver us?
Push it in.
Hare Krishna. Who will deliver us from the hell called Pu. Pu Tra. That means deliver, like mantra. So we want to get one son to deliver us. So he told Yajnavalkya that, yes, you say everything, you say it's true, I have everything. But I have no son. And Yajnavalkya began to laugh. He said, I will give you benediction better than getting a son. Because now it is the end of Dwapar Yuga. Lord has appeared in Mathura as the son of Vasudev. You send your messenger there to bring him here. You give all of your daughters in marriage to that. You give the hand of all your daughters to that Vasudev. And you will get benediction better than getting a son. He said, well, how will I recognize the incarnation for this age? He said, not at all difficult. He'll be blackish like those monsoon clouds we saw this morning. He has beautiful lotus petal eyes, peacock feather in his crown. And he'll have four arms which conchal disc, club, and lotus wings. In this way you can recognize the incarnation of the sage. So immediately he sent his duke to Mathura. His duke was wandering around Mathura asking everyone about the son of Vasudeva. As soon as he will start asking this question, people will start shivering, their eyes become big, they run away from him. Somebody told him all the Vasudeva's sons are dead, somebody said he has no sons, he couldn't get any answer. Finally, one gentleman took him aside and said, my dear friend, in this kingdom, we have a very cruel king named Kamsa. And here it is illegal to ask about the sons of Vasudeva. If you continue asking this question, you will lose your head. Now don't take it that I'm actually giving you friendly advice. Don't take it otherwise. For your own good, don't ask this question and go back from wherever you came. But he was frustrated, he couldn't find out anything about this incarnation, son of Vasudev. So then he crossed over the river and passed through Gokul on his way back to Sindhu. There he saw one beautiful boy, blackish like a monsoon cloud. Beautiful lotus petal eyes, peacock feather in his hair. So beautiful, but only two hands playing flute. No chakra, gada, padma, chakra. He was confused. He saw this boy so beautiful, just like everything, but missing his four arms. So he went back to Sindh, back to Raja Bimaldev's palace. He told him what happened. Just at that time, Narad Muni appeared, because Narad Muni always appears just at those times. And Narad Muni asked what's going on, and then they told him everything. Narad Muni began to laugh. That fellow you saw in Gokul, that's the one you want. He's the incarnation of this age. Later when he goes back to Mathura and goes to Dwarka, then these four arms will come now, but that's the one you want. So he sends his dude back there. Where we'll go tomorrow. And he wanted to talk to the Lord, but he wanted to find him alone. He thought this is a very confidential thing. I should talk to him. But he's either with the gopis, or he's with the cowherd boys, or he's with Madhi Yasoda, he's with Nanda Maharaj. He never, for several days he walked. There was no chance to find him alone. One day, all the cowherd boys, they were climbing out on the limbs of a big banyan tree and jumping into the Jamuna and then going back and climbing up again and jumping and swimming. And after playing, you know, you get very, very hungry, especially swimming. Then they ate their lunches. After eating big lunch, what happens? So they all just lay down under the trees. Krishna put his head on the root of one tree and lay down and was resting. Then this dude came to him. And he began to explain everything to him. And Lord said, why you took so long? He said, I thought I wanted to talk to you alone, but I never found you alone. Only today I found you alone. He said, what are you waiting for? Let's go. He grabbed his hand. He began to fly through the skies without Iran Air or Russian Air or Aeroflot or British Airways. Where do you come from, Bahrain?
Gulf Air.
Just flying through the airways. As they approached Sindh and Maharaj Bimaldev's palace, he saw a big jagya was going on. As soon as he saw that Lord was coming with his dudes, he told all the pundits, now you chant mantras for Vibaha jagya. You know Vibaha jagya? Now, I only know a little bit of Sanskrit, but there's two words that are very similar. They must have some connection in Sanskrit, I don't know. One is vivaha, you know vivaha, wedding. The other one is vivaha. You know vivaha? Argument. Because after vivaha comes vivaha. So some Sanskrit scholar, maybe they can find out there's some link, I don't know, but it seems practical. So they began to chant all the mantras for vivaha jagya. So then Lord came, Raja Vimaldev sat him on his throne, washed his feet, sprinkled water on all of his on his head and all his family members. Then he gave the hand of all his 1 crore daughters to Lord Krishna in marriage. At that time, an airplane came down from Vaikunth. The Vishnu Dutas got up, they sat Maharaj Bimaldev in that airplane, and they took him straight back to Vaikunth in the self-same body. He got benediction better than getting sad. And Lord, he took all of those 1 million queens, he brought them here to Kamiran, this very secret place. And here they began to do rasa dance. 10 million gopis doing rasa dance. And they were dancing and dancing and dancing and dancing. Little drops of pearl-like perspiration were flowing down their faces and cheeks. And all that perspiration flowed into this kund. 10 million gopis, imagine. So you will see when we go there, huge. This is one of the most beautiful, like Kusum Sarovar, Bimal Kund, Pavan Sarovar. These are some of the most picturesque sarovars in Braj. And if you come here on the next Dwadasi, on all of the ghats. Ekadasi night, when all the demigods wake up, then they put deeps all around this huge rov. You'll go and see there. Very beautiful ceremony. So, that they do on Diwali and Manasikaga. You hear they do on the Akadasi. Unfortunately, I've never seen because that night we're doing all night kirtan in Vrindavan. Vrindadevi's eternal presence. So, he went back. So that kund was performed by the perspiration, lotus-like perspiration, pearl-like drops of perspiration of all these queens, all these gopis of Lord Krishna. Now, who were all these gopis? Because you heard in Rasa dance that different classes of gopis were there. Just like you remember, there was the Rishichari gopis. When Lord Ram was in the Dandakaranya forest, he met all the rishis. And they wanted to marry him. So not this incarnation, next one. So they all became the Rishichari gopis. Then there was the Srutichari. The Srutis, they glorified Krishna. He asked for benediction. They said, we want to see where you live. He took them to the Golok. And they said, we want to become like these gopis. So they became the Srutichari gopis. So all of these 10 million gopis, these were all the Ayodhya Vasini gopis. When Lord Ram returned to Ayodhya with Sita, every woman in Ayodhya wanted to marry Lord Ram. And he took one Ekapatni Vrata. He says, in their hearts he told them, not this time, next time. So they all came as the daughters of King Bhimadev. And they're the Ayodhya Vasini gopis. And therefore you saw all along the road so many monkeys. Huh? When we go to Bhimakund, you'll see monkey and monkey and monkey and monkey and monkey and monkey and monkey. And monkey. What do you say in Ruski?
Abhisyam.
Abhisyam. Abhisyam. Abhisyam. Abhisyam. Abhisyam. So many monkeys are there. Even Rameshwar is there. Even the Ashokban is there. Just like one time, there used to be a huge lake there. And the gopis came with all their pots of butter and yogurt. And they said, Sri Shamsundar, you were always telling us that you were Lord Bhaman, you were Lord Braha, you were Lord... who else came? Nishinga. You also told you were Lord Ram. So if you were Lord Ram, there's a whole bunch of monkeys here. There's a big lake here. We don't want to carry our pots all the way around. You just make a bridge across this lake with all these monkeys. If you were actually Lord Ram, show us something. So Krishna played his flute, all the monkeys came and they stood there with folded hands bending down. You ever saw monkeys sitting like this? We never saw. Like that we saw. Like this we never saw. Then immediately he told them what to do, and immediately they took all the stones and made a bridge across this lake. And all the gopis jumped on that bridge and ran happily across the lake. And they said, we still don't believe you were Lord Ram. But because these monkeys are all mischievous, and you're the most mischievous person, you're the leader of all these monkeys, therefore they follow whatever you say. And they all laughed and ran across the bridge. Another place where the stealing of the garments of the gopis, those are the Mithila Vasini gopis. When Lord Ram married Sita, every lady in Mithila wanted to marry him. So they all came, not this time, he said, next time. They became the Mithila Vasini. This way there's so many. So these queens are the Ayodhya Vasini gopis. Now one little Kamiran Vishwasi wants to say something to you. Meanwhile we'll have somebody pass out Mahaprasad and you can leave some nice donations for the service. If you leave a donation, you can take one of Gorpa's little booklets here.